Today's The World Around Us will be presented in Amharic and English, with subtitles in Amharic, Arabic, Alexis of Vietnamese, Chinese, English, French, German, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Portuguese, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. አስደናቂው የኢትዮጵያ ስልጣኔ ቀስ በቀስ ያደገው በታዋቂው አጥንታዊት ከተማ ይሃ በአምስተኛው ክፍለ ዘመን ዓመተ ዓለም ነበር። በውብና ጸጥታ በሰፈነበት የርሻ አካባቢ የምትገኘው ይሃ ታላቁ የጨረቃ ቤተ መቅደስ ፍርስራሽ ይገኝባታል።
ይሃ as a capital played a great role in the development of architecture, especially in terms of temples. It was an important historical time in Ethiopian history because the Aksumite kingdom, which came to existence later in the beginning of the first century AD, flourished as a kingdom because the kings inherited the culture of the Amat kings. So there were, you know, socio-economic relationships. They inherited the scripts, Sabian scripts. At the same time, the Aksumites raised obelisks to be used as grave markers. So what we understand is that when the powerful kingdom of Aksum emerged as a powerful kingdom, it was not all of a sudden came to existence, but the Aksumite kingdom came to existence. It took parts of the Amat king's culture as elements of development. Because the Aksumites, at the same time, they raised obelisks to be used as grave markers. At the same time, they used Sabian scripts to some extent. Later on, Ge'ez was derived from the Sabian scripts. That's why we say still now, Yiha played a great role in African history in general, at the same time in Ethiopian history. The town of Yiha is almost about 2,500 years old since it was established. And we have good evidence still now. We have the ruin of the temple, which is still standing, which was built around the beginning of the 6th century BC. And the type of culture developed at Yiha was a mixture of two civilizations. It was African and Middle Eastern civilization. Because I mentioned about the immigrants who came with the culture they had from Yemen, it's believed that they intermarried with the local people. So that was the way how the Amat kingdom was formed. For this reason, we say that this civilization was a mixture of two civilizations, a mixture of African and Middle Eastern civilization. Especially, the influence was so strong from Saudi Arabia or from Yemen. But historians believe that around 150 BC, for unknown reason, the Amat kingdom was collapsed. Beside to the ruin of the temple, which was for the moon god, which was called Almaka, we have a Christian monastery, because from the beginning of the 6th century AD, Christianity was introduced to the surrounding by one of the nine saints named Abuna Afze. He was the one who preached Christianity around Yiha, and he built the first monastery. In the very beginning, he converted the temple into a church. He used the temple as a church for about 38 years. Later on, he shifted to some meters from the original temple, and then he built the first Christian church or monastery at Yiha, near to the ruin of the temple. So these days, the society we have around Yiha, predominantly we have Christian community, and we have again the monastery dedicated for the founder of the monastery, named Abuna Afze. So we understand that after Christianity was introduced, you know, the transition was made from non-Christianity to Christianity. So historically, Yiha is an important town. We have again some mountain hills around Yiha. At the same time, Yiha is located near to the Adwa Mountains. This chain of mountains are this day is considered to be like a national park. So near to Adwa Mountains, we have again the hills around Yiha. Especially if we look at that structure, which is natural, but it looks like a lion. This is to show that, especially in Ethiopian history, although this is natural, the lion was an important animal, especially if we take the Solomonic dynasty kings. They used to believe that even they descended from the lion of Judah, the lion of Judah. So here we have again, at the important historical town of Yiha, we see a structure which looks like a lion, but this is not man-made or artificial, but it's natural. Here we have the ruin of the temple, which was for the moon god called Al-Makkah. And it's believed that this type of architecture was not very common in Ethiopia before the coming of the immigrants from Yemen. But it was very common in Yemen because, you know, in the southern part of Arabia, there was a kingdom. And within this kingdom, it's believed that such stone architecture was common. They built even temples similar with the structure to the temple we have nearby, to the ruin of the temple. It's about 18.5 meters by 15. So it's a type of rectangular building. It's rectangular building. At the same time, if we speak in terms of the type of stone used, they used a type of stone which is called limestone, and they are interlocked each other. Because when we see them externally, they look very smooth. They look very smooth. At the same time, these people were good at stonework. They didn't use mortar, no mortar between the stones. This is because the stones are interlocked each other. Some of the block of stones, they measure about 3 meters. One of the biggest stone is about 3 meters, and it is almost about 2,500 years since this temple was built. The temple had a corridor, and it had a roof and a big door. The door was about 5 meters wide. At the same time, if we see the interior part of the temple, there were some divisions. But the present-day temple's height is about 11 meters. So this is still now standing. That's why historians categorize this building as the oldest standing building in sub-Saharan Africa. At the same time, Yiha was the first town in sub-Saharan Africa. So we say urbanization in Ethiopian history, particularly and generally in sub-Saharan Africa, was started at Yiha. Again, we see that this stonework was so advanced, and we understand that the geology by itself played a great role for the culture, because, you know, nearby, near to Yiha, we have different hills and mountains. It's believed that they had a quarry where they brought these limestone pieces. So they were transported from the quarry.
የግዝ የዘመን አቆጣጠር የሚባለው የኢትዮጵያ የዘመን አቆጣጠር በኢትዮጵያ ውስጥ ጥቅም ላይ የሚውለው ዋናው የዘመን አቆጣጠር ነው። በኢትዮጵያና በጉርጉርሳውያን ዘመን አቆጣጠሮች መካከለ ያለው ከ7 እስከ 8 ዓመት የሚሆነው ልዩነት የተፈጠረው የኢየሱስን የልደት ቀን ለማግኘት በተደረገ አማራጭ ስሌት ምክንያት ነው።
Yeah, we have a difference of about 7 years. Sometimes we have additional months. So it's believed that until the beginning of the 6th century AD, you know, both the Ethiopian Orthodox Church and the Ethiopian calendar and the Gregorian calendar were all the same. But there was one person from the Roman Empire who changed the calendar. But Ethiopia remained with the oldest way of counting the years. For this reason, we have a unique calendar under Ethiopian Orthodox Church. So generally, Ethiopia has its own calendar, which is very unique, especially in Africa. So this year is 2003, for example, to give you a good example. This, for example, this day is May 1, 2003. But for the Westerners, it is 2011. Although it's the same months, but we have different way of counting the years. The difference is not only in terms of the years, but also even in terms of the way how we count the hours.
የይሁዳ ቤተ መቅደስ ታሪካዊ ጠቀሜታ ያላቸው ቁሳቁሶች የሚገኙበት ሙዚየም አለው።
So in this traditional museum we have two different types of artifacts. We have pre-Christian artifacts. At the same time we have artifacts which are again post-Christianity, I mean after the introduction of Christianity. So some of the artifacts are, we have this stone structure which is believed to be the design of the moon temple, which is located at the compound. At the same time here we have the foot washer. Again we have the scripts. These are the Sabaean scripts, and from these scripts we understand that the Da'amat kings, or the Da'amat kingdom as a kingdom, had a writing system. So this was historically an advancement. It's believed again the symbol for the type of religion which was practiced at that time was believed to be half moon and star. We call it the crescent. So this was like incense burner. They burned incense as an offering. Then we come to see some crosses, especially this cross is believed to be the real hand cross of the founder of the monastery. So the founder of the monastery was named Abuna Afza. He was one of the nine saints. So it's believed that this was his hand cross. We have again other crosses, and over there we have manuscripts produced manually. So the tradition is still maintained. When we go next, we have two crosses, wooden crosses, and it's believed that these two crosses were donated by King Gebre Meskel. He was an Aksumite king ruling in the beginning of the 6th century AD. Finally, we have two metal or copper crosses, and these crosses were donated by Emperor Haile Selassie. So this is a type of necklace which dates back to 900 BC. So you see, it's very historical. So this is almost 2,900 years. It's an important artifact. They used, beads. It's a type of necklace made up of stone beads. The paintings, in general, have a spiritual value. At the same time, the illiterate people, faithful, can learn the history of the Bible from the paintings.
የጥንታዊት ኢትዮጵያ ከተማ የሆነችውን የይሁዳ ታላቁን የጨረቃ ቤተ መቅደስ ጉብኝታችንን በዚህ አጠቃለናል። ይህ የስነ ህንጻ ተምሳሌት የኢትዮጵያውያን እጹብ ድንቅርስን ማስተዋሻ ሆኖ በደንብ መጠበቁ ይቀጥል ዘንድ ምኞታችን ነው። ደግ ተመልካቾች፣ ለዛሬው የዓለም በዙሪያችን ያብሮነት ቆይታችሁ እናመሰግናለን። ከዚህ ቀጥሎ እዚህ በሱፕሪም ማስተር ቴሌቪዥን የሚቀርበው ቃላተ ጥበብ ነው። የእግዚአብሔር የተተረፈረፈ ፍቅር ከእናንተ ጋር ይሁን ዘንድ እንመኛለን። Gentle viewers, thank you for joining us today on The World Around Us. Words of Wisdom is coming up next here on Supreme Master Television. We wish you God's abundant love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WAU.